Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Okay, yeah. What were we talking about? That's right, Tasmania and South Africa. That's right.
We talked about Tim Noakes. We've talked about doctors, and I think in general, right? I mean, there are some doctors, and I follow some doctors and that have decided to break out of the traditional medical system because it just doesn't serve people. And so they do like direct primary care or whatever. And so they're taking what they've learned from their patients and in their own clinical experience and they're advocating, different approach than the standard American diet or the dietary guidelines and getting people healthy. And, it's amazing how much less money that you have to spend on things when you're actually healthy and not having to be, getting pills or see the doctor all the time for different things. It is amazing, but you have to know what to look at. And there's lots of, and you can go down a lot of rabbit holes, for sure, in terms of the different ideas. It's like many things, right? Finding a good source of information is a little bit tough, but I don't know, it's hard to argue with people's personal experience. Where people have come given me feedback and people that know me, not just online, but know me that actually know me, in person. They've seen what I've done and some people have made some changes as a result of what I've been doing and what I've been posting online. I'm not going to tell you that what I did is necessarily going to work for you, but what I think is going to work for people in general is, just get rid of the fake food. I mean, that's the easiest thing you can do. I mean, well, okay, it's not easy because of all the other things that we can talk ourselves out of, saying, oh, I can't give up whatever. Well, yeah, you can if you're willing to. And you might feel better if you do, right? And I tell people I don't eat bread. I mean, it's like, what do you mean you don't eat bread? So no, I don't eat bread. I mean, okay, maybe once in a while I'll have something, but it's not something I have every day because I don't need to. It just makes me hungry, and that's the thing. If you want to eat 2 hours, so if you just ate a bunch of food and you want to eat 2 hours later, that's probably not what you should be eating. Because I think we were meant to, I think we don't focus on satiety enough. If you can eat once a day and be satisfied with the meal that you have, then you're probably eating the right thing or you're close to it, right? Or you're on the right track. And that's the thing. It's like, and you realize a lot of times when you're hungry, when you're quote unquote hungry, not really hungry, you're just bored or you're feeling a bit down and you want to eat something and I still catch myself from time to time, but I also have, I've gotten myself to the point where, if I do that, I can eat something that is not going to, it's not going to derail me very much. Because sometimes you have to live to fight another day, right? You're not always going to be perfect, whatever you, no. you do have to make that choice and say, okay, this is what we're,
it's about direction.
Yeah.
Consistent moving forward on average. Given your period, you'll occasionally have to take a step backwards and replot your path.
And sometimes taking a step backwards is actually very helpful because then you realize, okay, I can't do that. Or maybe it's not as bad as you thought, but still it's like, okay, what I have, so I know that I shall not have beer on a daily basis or even a weekly basis, but I know if I have too, if I I know there are certain things, if I have them, like if I have a Diet Coke, I regret that for the next 2 days and then I won't do that again. So sometimes a bad experience is what you need to get back on course, but you have to get back on course. And this is something I read in one of these, it's a guy that's kind of like, what's his name? Tony Robbins is Tony Robbins. It's not Tony Robbins, but it's a Tony Robbins type guy, right?
Yeah.
And I read this. I picked this book up at a garage sale or yard sale or flea market kind of thing. And this was I was just out of college, basically. And anyway, I read this book, and I remember something that in that book, it said, look, an airplane on autopilot is going to go off course a lot during during a flight, but it gets itself back on course very quickly. And so it's not that you get off course. Getting off course isn't the problem. How quickly do you get back on course? And that's you can make the decision today or right now that you're going to be different, and you're going to do it a different way. Are you going to have challenges? Yes, you're going to have challenges. I looked at where I was going as in my health, and I went, okay, I don't want to go there. And oh, by the way, both of my parents died before the age of 60. Both on my birthday, by the way, in different years. It's one of these sort of coincidences, you know.
That's fucked up.
Well, my dad and I have the same birthday too, right?
To you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off! Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Leave me alone. Exactly, right? But that's so anyway, that's a whole... At a certain point, that is something I look at that and I go, I gotta live longer than that, right? So, and I knew, my dad ostensibly died of, he smoked two packs of cigarettes a day for,
Jesus.
Forever. Yeah, okay. And, died of brain cancer. But I remember back that he, I went to visit him right before he passed away. And I remember smelling this very sweet smell in the bathroom. And it turns out, and this is actually a way they used to diagnose diabetes way back, back in like Roman times or whatever, is that if your urine smells sweet, you have diabetes. Now, I didn't know that at the time. And at some point that did start happening to me. It took me a while to put two and after it was after he died and, and after I started reading more and put two and two together, I'm going, oh, I was literally peeing out glucose. Okay. So if your pee smells like, if your pee has a sweet smell, go to the doctor right away. Talking about your body eliminating what it doesn't need. You have so much sugar in your system that it's your body's literally just trying to figure out how to get rid of it. And so there's other things that come out of your pee as well that they track. And so I had to pee in a cup for a few years to check to make sure I wasn't because they use that to check your liver function too, I guess, which is something something else that can happen. And so all of that stuff is normal now, but so
I guess talking about liver function, I mean, this is one of the I don't know if you can hear it. Liver function, one of those things I'd learned is that the first thing your liver processes is alcohol. So if you want to lose weight, stop drinking so it doesn't process alcohol. Then it processes sugars, and then after it runs out of sugars, it then starts eating away at the fat. But it won't touch the fat, apparently, whilst there's carbs and sugars and or alcohol that it can process. And so I don't know how true that is, but that's kind
So that is certainly the case, right? And actually, if you drink, at least my experience is that you can reliably reduce your blood sugar by drinking some hard alcohol. I don't recommend that for, as a strategy necessarily, but it does happen. Right. So your body, I mean, your liver is there to detoxify things.
Yeah.
The liver, it's like I told you earlier with Dr. Robert Lustig is that, the sugar and alcohol have very similar, chronic effects. The liver or the alcohol has more acute effects, and so that's just the body doing its job and getting rid of and detoxifying first, right? So your body can generally, so there's two sources of energy. There's sugar and there's fat. There's carbohydrates and there's fat. Protein is not really, you can turn protein into, that can turn into glucose also, theoretically if you get too much, but rarely does that happen. And so so your body can burn sugar or fat at the same time, but not at the same time. So if you never give your body a chance to, if we're eating carbohydrates all the time, we're not giving our body a chance to burn fat. And so if you eat too many carbs, that's another thing, right? I mean, yeah, because then, you know, your body's just going to store the energy. Body fat is there to get you through times when you don't have food. And so, if you're constantly eating, you're never going to lose weight because you're not giving your body a chance to release the fats. And now there's also some talk that maybe there's some that eating the wrong kinds of things, you know, that you're actually releasing toxins sometimes when the body fat is actually trying to, when it comes into your system because of all the crap food that you ate. So I think maybe there's something to that. People will sometimes fluctuate, their weight will fluctuate up and down, even if they don't change what they eat. And sometimes that's muscle, but sometimes it's, the body trying to, trying to deal with a toxin. And so there's
something that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, something that shouldn't be there. And so
the body's very good at keeping us alive, given all the crap that goes on.
Well, yeah. And the body's also amazing at healing itself too, right? It's just kind of amazing, when you start eating right, you start feeling better, you start doing things that you could never do before. I've never been, I'm certainly not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I sit and look at myself and I go, you're still a fat git, but the reality is I'm better than I was, as a teenager for sure. Right. About the time I became a teenager, I was definitely obese. I'm in the overweight category by BMI. So about 170 centimeters high and I'm right at or under the number for, you go from overweight to obese. Which is pretty amazing. But I've been in that, I've been obese and beyond for most of my life. You have these chronic conditions and they go away because you finally just stop eating the crap and the body is able to start, the systems are able to start working and start, improving things. Unless there's been like permanent damage done, by the time you start having neuropathy, that could be, you can potentially reverse that, I think. But if it starts, not after they cut off the limbs, right? And so that's so if they're cutting off the limbs, then it's too late, right? But the same thing, with your kidneys, right? At a certain point, it's like, okay, those things become in such bad shape that you have to do something about them, or your liver, so there is a point of no return. But if you catch it early enough, all of these things can reverse. And, people are, it's amazing, people, eating right. We talked about Jordan Peterson and Michaela Peterson yesterday in the conversation we had. And regardless of what you may think about them as people, they've had some pretty messed up health situations. Michaela got herself right by basically eliminating everything but beef, water, and salt. And that's just... it's like the only thing she can eat to reverse all of the various autoimmune conditions that she's had pretty much since birth. Jordan Peterson had some medical issue and had to get his, they're still trying to figure out what was wrong with him. And he got addicted to, narcotics and that kind of thing. It's just amazing what what they've had to go through and just in terms of health sometimes you got to figure it out. For a lot of people, it's just get rid of the crap food and you're going to start feeling better. But other people do have legit issues that need to be, traditional medicine is going to have a hard time with because your doctor's only going to spend like 5 minutes with you most of the time. You may have to dig in and, go see a functional medicine doctor, go see a naturopath or somebody that looks at the whole system and can figure out, okay, this is the real issue, right? Because it's, all the different issues are related in some way or another, right? That it's not, they're not just distinct symptoms. They're the body's part of an entire system and clearly if you've got these conditions, there's something wrong, but it may just be one root cause for all of these things rather than taking all these drugs that may induce other side effects. yeah, the drug therapies are very popular, very profitable, not for the person taking them, but you find the root cause and you don't need all the drugs. That's the amazing thing. So everybody's got different issues, but I think, you know, again, just stop eating the crap. Right. And unfortunately, a lot of food out there is crap. And I know for some people, and I've been poor, you know, when Mo and Adam were talking about, they ended up talking about diet in one of their episodes, and it struck a chord with me because I've been poor and I know exactly what that's like. And I've had to live on food stamps and not as an adult, thankfully, but I know what it's like to not have the ability to eat, the food that you want, and what you're able to buy is, you know, maybe not, and what's allowed is actually kind of crazy, right? It's like, yeah, you can buy, I can't buy like a rotisserie chicken, right? Because it's, but you know, on food stamps or SNAP or whatever they call it now, but I can go buy a bottle of Coke, right? And that's just crazy.
This is the thing, is rotisserie chicken. I mean, okay. If I go to Woolies, say Woolies is, I don't know what you compare it to, it's a supermarket.
Yeah.
If I go to Woolies, I can go and get a chook, it's a chicken in Australian, $9 cooked, or $11 if I want a genuine free range one. If I just want one that's been tortured all its life, yeah, $9, you know, taste the fear. And then I can go in there at the right time and I'll get it for like $5 at the end of the night. And that makes for a really quick, reasonably healthy, healthy feed, especially with the free range ones. But strangely enough, the cheaper ones actually taste better and get a little bit more chicken on them. That said, one of my clients gave me a heritage chicken, and this chicken, so it's a fresh shrink wrapped chicken, butchered, ready to go. $54 Aussie dollary dues for a freaking chicken. However, it's a heritage bird which had much longer legs, massive wings, and the actual size of the carcass was significantly larger than one of your regular chooks you'd go and get from the supermarket. The flavor in the meat was, without doing much, he said, you know, don't kill it, just, you know, garlic, salt, you know, maybe some thyme, you know, just lighter herbs, you know, don't smash it with, you know, oregano, whatever you call it. Just be very gentle with it and you'll get the flavor out of it. And I could not believe it. And it fed six of us, very comfortably. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to use the bones to make a broth afterwards. That was one thing. It was just timing with sort of people and travel and everything that was going on around the bushfires. So that was rather, that was impressive. But no, you couldn't buy that on food stamps, and $50 that was the meat for six people. Getting meat that is 100% free range, biodynamic, all the good things, hormone free, antibiotic free. That's expensive here in this country. It's available, and there's a lot of people that do it. And my client has a very good business built around that. That said, you can move if you move outside of the regular supermarkets, and you can go and buy fresh fruit and veg grown in farmers markets grown reasonably locally, seasonal, from farmers markets and from Paddy's markets in the city. So it's in the Chinese part of town. There's like a shopping mall which is upstairs, but underneath is a massive low budget markets, and just fold away tables and tent stalls. And they get there's wholesalers there who deal wholesale to, you know, to providors and that, and then they also sell retail. So you go in there on a Sunday afternoon because they're open from Wednesday to Sunday. I'll walk out there with 30 kilos of vegetable, you know, fruit and vegetable matter, all grown fresh, relatively pesticide free, maybe spend $35-$40 if that, depending on, you know, if I'm buying avocados, they're a little more expensive. I don't know if your food stamps and that cover that sort of stuff. And again, if I go to the butchers, I can go and get a whole eye fillet for $20 a kilo. So if I was going just to go down the supermarket and I wanted to buy a budget eye fillet, I'm going to be looking at about $35 a kilo. I'm going to be looking at $48 if I want sort of premium whatever. So if you're hunting around here in Australia, certainly around here in Sydney, you've got options. And I know a couple of wholesale butchers I now go to get my meat most of the time. That's always the challenge, is how you feed your family cheap. I mean, bread rolls, $2, I can get 7 bread rolls, and she usually throws in a couple of extra from the local Vietnamese bakery. She's only just put her prices up on her pies, where I could just go up there, spend $10 and bring back 3 pies. And she'd usually throw a couple of, bread rolls and some, you know, a sausage roll in there for me for $10. And that fills you up. And the texture in the pie is really good. And it's got the right amount of sort of salt, and it's got that little sweet little bit in the pastry and all the meat. But, you certainly end up, yeah, continually it's not very healthy, but it is convenient, and that's how they get you. They get you with the convenience, and they get you with the price.
Yeah, and that's, and, you know, and I think you can say the same here in the States. You can find good quality food, and you'll pay for it. I mean, there's just no getting around that. The whole thing about you start talking about chicken, right? There's actually a whole school of thought on chicken and how, and you know, and actually, so the cheap chickens, which is so around here, Costco, which is a warehouse store that sell that they sell food, and so one of the things that you can get at that they sell, it's one of their loss leaders, is the rotisserie chicken, which they sell for $5, but you know, so which, you know, and they're pumped full of God knows what, right? I mean, so they're, you know, I read an article about just kind of how these chickens are made, and it's like, and
6 weeks. 6 weeks from,
they feed them a bunch of crap. They get them fattened and they pump them full of chemicals. And I, every once in a while I'll have one, but when I do, I kind of regret it because there's something that gets stored in fat with, there's certain animals that, you know, the way that they feed, they do industrial feeding of animals is they often feed them grains or they feed, you know, they feed them corn or whatever, things they don't naturally eat on their own. So chickens eat bugs, you know, they're like bugs. And with some of these other, some of these non-species appropriate foods, they build up, I think it's oleic acid or whatever. There's something that gets into the fat in these meat.
The lactic acid.
Well, not lactic acid. There's I think oleic acid and stearic acid are the two that are that come up. And I'm now gonna have to go look it up because it was on Paul Saladino's podcast not too long ago. Now I'm gonna have to go look it. I'm gonna actually consult my book of knowledge.
Hit pause. Here. Go look it up.
No, well, no, I'm I not. No, to, I'm doing. I'm doing pee. It right now because I've got.
I need to pee.
Okay. Well. Okay. Well, then go. Can
we edit that bit out? Well, maybe.
Well, no, I'm probably going to edit it. Well, you know. Okay. So, all right. I tell you what. I need to go get some water. So.
I was going to get. Yeah. Some
so
water
go,
as well.
Go for a wee. Okay. I'll go get some.
We'll go
water.
For a wee and water. Okay. Yeah. Half time.
Yes. Half time.
Okay. I'll be back. Oh, all right.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.